West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the lights placed it, freshened it, and dice in the mirror.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks since you last heard my beautiful voice, so with that, I say you're welcome. And speaking of welcome, welcome back, my friends. Is everyone WrestleMania ready yet? Well, you probably should be at this point. It is Palm Sunday today, and for those who may not be aware, this coming week is Holy Week for us Roman Catholics, and so unfortunately there will be no new episode next weekend due to the Easter holiday. Normally, I would be previewing both the NXT Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania cards on that show, but instead, I will be providing a written preview of those events in the Facebook group, so please spread the word, and let's get some new members. I promised that I would have some surprises leading into the biggest wrestling weekend of the year. I mean, it is Christmas to a lot of wrestling fans, and with that comes its presents, so stay tuned for some bonus episodes leading into WrestleMania weekend. But just because we are still 2 weeks out from the biggest show of the year doesn't mean that the news stops. Let's take a look at the week that was with this week's news brief. As noted earlier this week by multiple news outlets, WWE star Raquel Rodriguez has been removed from the roster page on the WWE website. As of this recording, there is still no reported reason for that, but I'm sure it has led to plenty of speculation among fans. Shayna Baszler will square off against TNA star Masha Slamovich at this year's Bloodsport event run by former UFC talent Josh Barnett. Barnett apparently contacted WWE headquarters and Paul Levesque personally to secure this deal. I'm thinking this probably means that Shayna will not be competing at WrestleMania, but I suppose they could easily fit her into a battle royal on SmackDown. Jack Perry has reportedly requested and been denied his release from All Elite Wrestling. Perry has not been seen on AEW television since the backstage scuffle with CM Punk at last year's All In event in London. Former WWE and UFC champion Ronda Rousey is set to release an autobiography in a few weeks. Excerpts from the book have already come out, and Rousey does not hold back when talking about her time in WWE. She calls out several WWE executives, including John Laurinaitis, Bruce Pritchard, and former WWE chairman Vince McMahon, whom she refers to as Emperor Palpatine. WWE's executive VP of live events, John Porco, became the latest executive to part ways with the company just about a month ago. WWE on-screen SmackDown general manager Nick Aldis is apparently dealing with an injury. Multiple sources are reporting that he tore his bicep, which would require surgery. And those are the major news headlines of the week. This week was really fun, actually. In fact, the entire month of build for WrestleMania is quite fun, not just because of WrestleMania, but also all the other companies that have shows lined up that weekend. I have to say that I've been really enjoying ROH and Collision over AEW's flagship program Dynamite as of late. If you missed last week's episode of Collision, do yourselves a favor and go find that match between Bryan Danielson and Katsuyori Shibata. You can thank me later. This, in my opinion, is everything pro wrestling should be about. I feel like they should show this match to aspiring wrestlers in all wrestling schools. It was a perfect blend of old-school storytelling and new-school athleticism. Speaking of old school, AEW really hit it out of the park with this week's Dynamite main event. It featured two hometown heroes in Adam Copeland and Christian Cage duking it out in, well, not really their hometown, but home province, I guess, and it did not disappoint, other than the unnecessary run-ins. But before then, it was a great choice for a main event. I especially enjoyed the whole hockey fight spot, which you could tell was all improv. And it just goes to show what incredible talents these guys are. And when I talk about talent, I have to talk about Harley Cameron. This woman is a national treasure, and I'd like to see more of her on AEW TV. I thought that promo with Zack Zodiac was one of the best women's promos I've heard in years. It was so simple, yet very effective. And continuing the theme of effective promos, I actually really liked the promo from The Acclaimed this week on Rampage. It really fit the mood, or what I believe the mood should have been. No more comedy and no more silly raps. They were beaten down by Bullet Club Gold and should have been upset, which they were. I loved it, and I think every once in a while we need to see that serious side when the moment calls for it. AEW is also building towards their ROH pay-per-view over WrestleMania weekend. Someone pointed out to me that the rankings don't exist in ROH the same way they do in AEW, which is still confusing because aren't they essentially the same company? That, of course, is in reference to the issue I had with Mark Briscoe basically jumping the line for a shot at the ROH world title, when I can't remember the last time Briscoe even won a match. But then we also saw Kazuchika Okada compete in, what, his second match in the company? Which is already a title match? Wasn't that on AEW television? Yeah, they either need to get rid of these rankings altogether or finally take them seriously. It needs to be consistent, is my point. There are a couple of inconsistencies in WWE as well. I'm not sure if this was ever made clear on TV, but I find it odd how teams are qualifying for this tag team ladder match at WrestleMania. Like, basically the teams over on SmackDown have to win two matches, while the teams on Raw can qualify after a single victory? I didn't even think of this, but it was also pointed out to me that maybe because the two shows have different general managers, there may also be different qualifying processes. Which I guess makes sense, but again, I'm not sure if that was ever explained on television. I did go back and watch last year's WrestleMania to prepare for this one, and I have to say, if they had gotten rid of a few matches and condensed the rest of the card to fill out one night, it probably would have been the best Mania of all time, and I kind of feel the same about this year's. I think if given more time, I'd be fully on board with this Gunther vs. Sami Zayn IC title match. I mean, it should be a good match regardless, but I feel like 2 weeks is not enough time to create a compelling story. I have it written into my brain that a perfect opportunity would be to tell an underdog Rocky story here, with Mania being in Philadelphia, and because Sammy is the ultimate underdog. I just don't know why they're trying to squeeze Chad Gable into this program, where he isn't really needed. We'll see how this develops in the next couple of weeks. The light above the Jimmy vs. Jay feud is finally starting to flicker for me after this week's promo and follow-up angle, but I still don't buy this, as they're both still not on equal ground. I think Jay has far and away surpassed Jimmy now in terms of overall stardom. And then, of course, the whole bloodline angle and the world title match between Cody and Roman kind of makes the Raw title match seem weak by comparison. I figured they'd have some kind of compelling hook by now, but with CM Punk scheduled to appear on Raw tomorrow night, I can see them adding him as a guest referee, as he has ties to both guys. I always say this, but we'll see what the card looks like by this time next week, and I think we may be in for a few more surprises. I will leave you with that for now. The next time we meet will be WrestleMania weekend, and I will enjoy chatting with many of you then. Until we get there, I leave you with an 8-B. See ya!